Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today, let's finish our series, God and Cain, by reading verse 16 of Genesis chapter 4. Genesis 4, verse 16 reads, "Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden." To me, this reads as a tragic statement. Cain left the presence of the Lord. He traveled as a wanderer and a vagrant, just as God had said, and ended up east of Eden in the land of Nod. And then he falls off the pages of Scripture by the end of this fourth chapter. In the verses that follow, which you can read at your leisure, we read about Cain's wife and son and grandchildren. But that's all that is said about him. The curse that the Lord placed upon him sticks, and off he goes, never to be heard from again. I have thought it valuable to study his true story along with you. Cain's life, especially his relationship to God and God's relationship to Cain, is instructive for us. And there is much we have learned along the way. 51 episodes, Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And I remind you that if you would like to hear what we have said about Cain and this awesome stretch of Scripture, you can do so anytime for free by visiting the God Is website and either downloading each podcast or just listening to them right there on the website. It's easy. www.godisministry.org, godisministry.org, and all of the 51 podcasts on God and Cain are there, right on the center of the homepage, waiting for you, your friends and family. Each podcast has a title that tells you what that episode is about. Plus, we have added the scripture reference so you know specifically what verse we are talking about on that particular episode. My prayer is that these will be beneficial to you and to people you share these with. If you have any questions about how the podcast works, just drop me an email or note in the mail and I will be happy to explain. Mark with a K, mark@godisministry.org. And God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. As we leave Cain and move on, I want to bring all of our discussion together by giving you some invitations. Since I operate by faith while preparing God Is for you, that is, I cannot see you, so I do not know who is listening, yet I believe you are there. I want to draw out of the life of Cain invitations to you. Each of these will reflect something the Spirit of God has taught us in Genesis 4, and I look forward to hearing how God will apply these to you. And the first is, if you have not yet believed in God by faith, I invite you to do so today. As we have learned, Abel believed in God by faith, Cain did not. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. God does not require our good works or our goodness in order to accept us. What he requires is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, and our Savior from sin. You can continue to live like Cain did, a religious person. You attend Mass. You are faithful in church attendance. You even give some money. You follow the rituals and traditions. You think you are pleasing God, and you see yourself as a good person who has never done much wrong, certainly never murdered anyone like Cain. But all of your good works and goodness amounts to nothing before holy God until you embrace Jesus by faith and will trust that Christ's good work on the cross, His dying for your sins, this makes you acceptable to God. Faith in Jesus Christ. I invite you to let Cain be your example of what not to do, and let Abel be your example of what to do. I invite you to put your faith alone, in Christ alone, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Second, I invite angry persons to control your anger. This is something you will be able to do with Jesus. Again, without genuine faith in Christ, attempts at anger management will fail. As we have seen, Cain was a very angry man, and when he did not control this strong emotion, he murdered his own brother. Are you an angry man? Are you an angry woman? I invite you to control your temper. The Bible certainly gives you repeated warnings. Here are a few. Proverbs 14, verse 29, "He who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly." Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9, "Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools." Colossians 3, verse 8, "But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth." James 1, verse 19, "Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." If you have an angry temper, read these verses and ask God to give you the strength and the discipline you need to master your temper. Proverbs 14, verse 29, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9, Colossians 3, verse 8, and James 1, verse 19. And please do explore anger more in the Scripture. You will be amazed at how often God deals with the sin of unrighteous, ungodly anger. I hope you will take my invitation seriously. Third, I invite you, if you have murdered someone, to accept that God can forgive you of the sin of murder. Does God forgive murder? Well, that's a pretty big sin. Yes, it is. Certainly the consequences you will live with if you have taken a life, the consequences will be with you for the rest of your life. Realities like prison, or in some cases capital punishment, and realities like broken relationships. I am not saying God erases all earthly consequences, but yes, absolutely, God, through Christ, will forgive a murderer who genuinely repents of that sin before him. Notice the emphasis on genuinely. I am not talking about a jailhouse confession in which you fake faith as some kind of deal with God and/or with others. As we have said, God looks at your heart, and he knows whether or not you are sincerely sorry for what you have done. But if you are broken by your sin and you seek his forgiveness, friend, I guarantee you, you will be forgiven. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8, verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." 1 John 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And when Jesus died on the cross, completing his atonement for all of the sins, including murder, of all who will believe in him by faith, Christ said, "It is finished." John chapter 19, verse 30, "When Christ forgives sin, God forgets the sin." And yes, this applies to all sin. Murder is included. I invite you, if you have murdered someone, to accept that God can forgive you of the sin of murder. Seek his full pardon today. I believe God will impress upon you to then pursue the loved ones of the person you killed, to also seek their forgiveness, which leads me to this. Fourth, I invite you, if you have a loved one who was murdered, to consider forgiving the murderer. Oh, this is hard. Honestly, I cannot relate to how difficult this will be because I have not had someone close to me murdered. And yet I give you this invitation because God does. Listen to the words of Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Take this to heart. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verses 17 through 21. Those are my invitations to you, and each one is rooted in the life of Cain. When I think of Cain, there is a verse that comes to my mind again and again. It is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. The way of the treacherous is hard. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. The way of the treacherous is hard. I encourage you, do not be like Cain. Be not treacherous. Believe in Christ Jesus and receive him so that you will be forgiven, so that you will have grace, mercy, and peace to the core of your being. Well, we say goodbye now to Cain, but we continue with God. And friends, do come back tomorrow and join me and all these other listeners as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.